discussion of purchasing policy.
I think there won't be long the city clerk should come and get a roll call.
Chris Park, finance director here.
Can we use that joke one more time?
I did get a few comments back from you earlier, and certainly appreciate those comments. Some of the items that were mentioned will definitely get incorporated into the next document that you see next week. Some of the comments that I would like to talk about a little bit more and see if we can obtain a consensus among you to determine whether or not. But you know, I'll certainly open the floor at this point, and we'll hit those as we go along and discuss them.
Well, the comments is over on number 7. I'm going to tell me what those are. I'll just put it on quicker. Section 7. Okay, page 18. Did I send you that, Chris? Just on the second paragraph, third paragraph there. Quotations are open on or after the date indicated in the request for quotations. I being a little bit more specific, as I find my notes here, the after indicated, I said it's and at a time and date listed in the request for quotation. Quotations will be open in the presence of the city attorney, the city manager, and one other staff member or city council member. I added all that.
Okay.
It's page 18, under section 7A, second paragraph. Excuse me, third paragraph. I've got it here. I can give it to sharing.
Thank you
for your evaluation, but I just think that being a little more specific, that came from one of my constituents, by the way, first part of the second part of the that you open at a time and date it was designated, and that who would be present when it was open.
Okay.
I think that cleans it up a little bit, makes it a little bit cleaner, and a little bit more transparent. Okay, that's where I got this, Andy. Anybody else?
I have I emailed everybody what my policy concerns were, and if you're going to address them as you go, I'll wait and let you address them however you want. But
if you like, I can just start reading and addressing, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
First one was on page 14, item B2. You suggested adding software licenses, and I thought that was a good suggestion. I wanted to change the location of that from a separate H, just to include it up with item number 2. Maintain a perpetual or periodic inventory record of all materials, supplies, software, or equipment, which then we'll include that in there. The next item was on page 20, item Roman 7C.
Yeah, that's just a word check.
Yeah. Yes. And again, with this item and the next one, you wanted to add or RFP to the solicitation method. And again, both of those will get incorporated with the next version that comes to you next week. I think the next item really hits to what we were talking about earlier with the software is, to what extent are you as a governing body monitoring the RFP process? Obviously, you're selecting Warren and staff to be in place to make sure the day-to-day operations are taken care of, but you don't want to relinquish complete and blind faith to make sure those things get taken care of. One of the things that we did at my predecessor was issue an announcement, and we could easily do that in with the monthly financial process, where we actually announced the release of solicitations, whether they be RFPs or RFQs, emergency procurements, sole source, request for quotes, what have you. We would say the type of document that was being released, such as RFP, what it was used for, when we intended to release the document, when the results were intended, the proposals were due back in, what it was for, the anticipated budget, etc. And, you know, it wasn't complicated. I can pass this around a little bit later or send it to you in an email, but it's, you know, just one little script that includes that document where we would basically let you know ahead of time, hey, this is coming down the path. We're going to have a financial software RFP go out in this month. The proposals are due back on this date. This is what's been budgeted for it. And that will allow you notice that this is occurring. And in any one of those that you wanted to review the proposals for, find out information on, you would know about it ahead of time if you look at it. It was very efficient and worked well the last place. There was actually a little bit of abuse that occurred because the board members found out about it ahead of time and often let their construction buddies know about big projects that were coming down the line. But we tried to eliminate that, make sure everything went well.
So the source of my concern is specific around the process for avoiding a competitive bid for items for city purchases over $50,000. So in one place it says, if it's over 50 grand, it's got to be competitively bid. In other places, it provides some exceptions for when the city is permission to not do that.
Right.
And I guess what I want to ask my council members is whether we want to set this up so that at any time we're going to use an exception and not go out for competitive bid, that should be brought to us for a vote. That we ought to be the ones who say, yeah, it's okay, you don't need to competitively bid this because, and ask staff, rather than just to let Warren decide, the way this is written, Warren gets to decide when we don't competitively bid it. I'd like to suggest that maybe we ought to be involved in that decision. And so I'm going to suggest that we think about having it come to us to give a waiver of the competitive bidding process if the amount's up for you. What do you guys think?
I think there'll be a run into that sometimes. The time frame, you've got to share that because we're not meeting for a certain period of time. We just start talking.
Well, or if it's an emergency, I mean, you know, we'll bypass it for an emergency purpose. There is an emergency section here. I'd be willing to, for emergencies to bypass that. But for non-emergencies, is that a reasonable thing?
I'd like to get some feedback from Warren about how many times this has come up. How many times a year do we use those policies, those exceptions?
Where the exception policy does not provide for
right, this. This is new. This is new language to provide for exceptions.
Okay.
In my opinion, that was one of the reasons why the previous policy was lacking. There are situations, not that it is in this case, but let's suppose with the financial software, we have that in place, and now all of a sudden we're starting up a court. We didn't have it before. We have the financial software. We find out that the only software that's going to integrate in with what we already have is the Tyler Technology software. It really would make no sense whatsoever to even consider another firm if there's no chance that that's going to integrate with our existing software, in which case it would make perfect sense to do a sole source or a single source. In that case, a single source, because there's multiple people who can provide core software, but only one that would work with our system. And what this is attempting to do is, in those rare occasions when you really do not have a good choice to choose from, then why go through the RFP process? Why not just go ahead and do a single source?
And I'd be fine with that, but why not come to us
and say,
hey, we plan to single source this, and here's why.
And again, that's a policy decision that, you know, the seven of you will have to make.
Yeah, I'll weigh in on this. I think that's it. I think that's a good idea. I think, you know, if we're going above 50,000, and that's Warren, if I'm correct me here, but that's your threshold, right, 50,000?
Yes, sir.
And above 50,000, and we're going single source, I think you know, unless it's an emergency and there is an emergency clause in here already, my feeling is that I think coming to the council is a good thing.
Okay. And again, I have no objections to that. Just want to make sure that we at least allow for that type of procurement option.
And also,
the process.
And y'all are okay with leaving the emergency?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that really was, you know, the last gap.
That satisfies my concerns.
Doing all that. So I think going forward, we let you know they're coming ahead of time, and when we have a non-competitive procurement need, we bring that to you as soon as possible to go out for that solicitation.
Okay, thanks. Anything else on item F4?
Did anybody else have any comment regarding my concerns regarding the RFP process where, for example, tonight we were given two sides of a piece of paper and are basically thinking of approving $250,000? I mean, I know that's the process. I know we have a committee and educated staff that are doing this work for us. I'm just wondering if there's any changes that need tweaking in that realm.
I think John, when any of this comes up, and we do, I think that's the time to bring it up specifically. I think setting a blanket policy might be not required here, but I think, if tonight we had this question, and you got a question, I think that's when we bring it up for debate. I think that's any one of us on the council is private and duty,
right.
in my estimation.
You know, the one thing I'd like to comment there about is that's really the main reason why we're coming to you tonight in the workshop format, is to hear these concerns, get your questions. We're not authorizing the execution of the contract tonight. I'm just letting you know what was out there, the pros and cons of each. And if you have more questions, we can, we certainly have between now and the time it's get executed to get those answered. So that's been my preference. You saw the same thing with the auditor selection previously in the last month, is I don't just hit you with it the same night I want you to approve it. I want to try to get you a little bit of information ahead of time to make sure the questions are addressed and that you're not just wondering whether or not you're making the right decision.
Adrian? Yeah, I just wanted to say I agree with John's concerns, but I think a lot of that will be addressed when you start sending out the notice about when you're sending out the RFPs or the RFQs, and then we will have a chance to, it sounds like, read the proposal. We can read the RFP, we can review the proposals.
Absolutely.
And I think that will help. That helps satisfy some of
your concerns. Yeah, the RFPs are already on the website. There's already public notice. The copy of the RFP is all online. Which
now he's saying that it sounds like we have access to read the proposals.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the things that I've required since I came on board was that all proposals also include an electronic copy of the proposal in PDF format. So anytime you wanted to see a proposal that was submitted, we could easily transmit it to you. So you're not looking at 60 to 100 pages worth of documents.
Good. That answers my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Moving along to F5, Sharon.
Discussion.
Pretty good.